Here on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Daf, Itmar. And we're continuing the Sugya of Rav and Shmuel and Rosh Chodesh Ador Shechalios B'Shabbos and the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim. Itmar, Rosh Chodesh Teves Shechalios B'Chol, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, in this case it happens to be Rosh Chodesh Teves, we'll see the relevance of that. So we have to take out two Sifrei Torah, one for the Parshas HaShavua, and the other for the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Karu Tlosa. We call three Kruim to read be Rosh Chodesh, meaning the Parshas Rosh Chodesh. V'chad. Now, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh Chalios Bechol. In the case of Shabbos, we have the Parshas Shavua and we have the extra reading for Rosh Chodesh. But here we're talking about Chol. So in the case of Chol, why do we need two Sifrei Torah? And the answer is because Karu Tlosa, we need three Kruim B'Rosh Chodesh, V'chad, and a fourth Aliyah for Chanukah, because Rosh Chodesh Teves, by definition, falls on Chanukah. So we're going to condense the reading of Chanukah into one Aliyah, and we'll have three Krios for Rosh Chodesh, totaling four Krios from two different Sfarim. That's in the case where Rosh Chodesh Teves falls on Chol, and of course it's Chanukah. And that's what we see from Rav Yitzchok. Now we go on to Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Haifa. Okay? And he says the following. Karu Tlosa b'Chanukah. We read three Kruim for the Parshas HaNesiim in Chanukah. And Chad Rosh Chodesh. And then we condense the entire reading for Rosh Chodesh into one Aliyah for Rosh Chodesh. So we have the same number of Kruim and the same number of Sifrei Torah, but just the reverse. Whereas Rabbi Yitzchak puts the bulk of the Kriya on Rosh Chodesh, and the extra Aliyah, the last Aliyah, I should say, for Chanukah, in the Shita of Rabbi Dimi, we have just the reverse. We're going to put the bulk of the reading for Chanukah, the first three Aliyahs, and then for the second Sefer Torah, the fourth Aliyah, we're going to read the Parsha of Rosh Echad Shechem of Rosh Chodesh. Now, before we see the logic here of which comes first, and we get into the Sugya of Tadir V'Shedin Tadir, let's just say intuitively that we might ask the question, what is the Machayev of Kriya? There are two Machayevim of Kriya. There's the Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. Each one is independent. Here there's an overlap. But which is the main primary Machayev of Kriya? And one could assume that Rosh Chodesh, insofar as it has a status d'oraisa, meaning it is a day that's endowed with a certain element of Kiddush Hayom, at least as far as Beis HaMikdash is concerned. The Ramban Shita in the Sefer HaMitzvah, Sogas on Sefer HaMitzvah, is that there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh in the Beis HaMikdash. And what the Rabban are doing is they are extending the Kiddushas Rosh Chodesh from Mikdash into Gvulin. We have a d'oraisa entity here, fundamentally. Whereas Chanukah as an entity is completely derabanan. So we begin to appreciate why the bulk of this kriya should be that of Rosh Chodesh. On the other hand, Chanukah is sort of like a chazok remei kara. We've been laning the kriya of Chanukah over and over and over again. Now we get to Rosh Chodesh. Why should we all of a sudden insult Chanukah and reduce its kruim, the three kruim, down to one, condensing it down to one? But in any event, the Gemara goes on a different wavelength. We should be reading through three Kruim of Rosh Chodesh and only allow the fourth Karu to be that of Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh is Tadir. We have, let's say, 18 days of Rosh Chodesh out of the year, as opposed to 8 days of Chanukah. And we have a rule called Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodesh. We discussed this in the past. It's a rule that's derived from the Karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, keep in mind that Chanukah has an element, and we didn't emphasize this before, that is completely lacking in Rosh Chodesh, and that's the Kiyum of Pirsum HaNes. In fact, the Gemara says that Pirsum HaNes is you know, it trumps other different mitzvahs, like, for example, you might suggest that Chanukah would trump Shalom Bayis in the case where there was one there. I think more vacillates on this, but according to one Svara, Chanukah has the advantage of Pirsum HaNes. We also find that a poor person has to sell the shirt off his back to buy Ner, to buy Neros for Chanukah. So that's Pirsum HaNes. In the past, we've discussed that Pirsum HaNes is the Kiyum of Kiddush Hashem. And not only that, the Gemara in Shabbos that we alluded to before on Chav Gimel Amid Beis tells us that if there's a battle between Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir and Pirsum HaNes, then Pirsum HaNes is Adif. Pirsum HaNes actually trumps Tadir. So what is this Gemara here? Kavasid Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistavra Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodesh. What happened to Pirsum HaNes? And perhaps we could suggest that with regard to Kriyas HaTorah, we have a kiyum of Pirsum HaNes in the fourth aliyah of Chanukah, and maybe that's sufficient to achieve Pirsum HaNes. So in the case where he has only enough money to either buy Ner Chanukah or perhaps Yayin for Kiddush HaYom, then we're going to apply the principle of Pirsum HaNes's Adif, and even if Kiddush HaYom is Tadir, because it's one or the other. It's either or. You cannot fulfill both. But in the case of Kriyas HaTorah, we really do have a kiyum of Pirsum HaNes, and so far as the fourth aliyah will be the aliyah of Chanukah, according to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So that it's not an either-or situation. We can have our cake and eat it. We have both Pirsum HaNes and Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. In such a case, we'll implement both, and Rosh Chodesh should get the first dibs here. It's going to get the first three aliyahs because of Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. And here we have a machlokes, an objection raised against Rav Mani, Rabbi Mani, and that's Rabbi Ovin. And he says, Fakir, the opposite. Kavase Drav Dimi Mistabra. Notice the three Kurim Rishonim should be Chanukah, and let's leave the fourth Aliyah for Rosh Chodesh. And the reason for that is Mi Garam Lervi Shiyovo Rosh Chodesh. Hilkach Revi Barosh Chodesh Boy Lemikre. The fourth Aliyah is added here because of Rosh Chodesh, meaning on Chanukah we only have three Kruim, on Rosh Chodesh we have four Kruim. That fourth Karu has to be Rosh Chodesh because it's in the wake of Rosh Chodesh, in the footsteps of Rosh Chodesh that we have a fourth Aliyah. Chanukah itself would not justify a fourth Aliyah. And this we learned way back on Daf Chaf Aleph, it seems like ages ago, that Rosh Chodesh has Musaf, right, the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and therefore we add a fourth Aliyah. So it's only because of the special Kedushas HaYom and Migdash of Karban Musaf Rosh Chodesh that we add a fourth Aliyah, and therefore it makes sense that the fourth Karu should be the Rosh Chodesh. That's the Kriya for the fourth Aliyah. Now, again, you could have said, well, why not call up one Karui, just one Aliyah for Chanukah? Then Rosh Chodesh, which is Tadir, should get three Kruim. Meaning, Rabbi Ovin is not counter-arguing against Rabbi Mani. Rabbi Mani says, Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodem, and therefore Rosh Chodesh deserves to get three Kruim. If Rabbi Ovin has to admit fundamentally that's so, that Rosh Chodesh, insofar as it's Tadir, should get the bulk of the Kruim, meaning three out of the four, then let's start with the second Karui, second, third, and then fourth, and read all those for Rosh Chodesh. Which would mean that Chanukah would only get the first Karu. So what are you telling me? That it's crucial for the fourth Karu to be Rosh Chodesh, but that doesn't mean that you have to bump Rosh Chodesh out from its rights to get three out of the four Kruim, which was Rabbi Mani's basic principle derived from Todr Rishenu, Todr and Rabbi Ovin did not counter argue against that principle. So the Rashash here in the back of the Gemara says the following. He says, it's not enough to read one to call up one person to the Aliyah for Chanukah, but rather once you start the Aliyahs from Chanukah, you have to give three out of the four. That's called Rov HaKriyos. And that's based on a sugi in Yuma on Daf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis with regard to Teves. I'm sorry, I scratched that. With regard to Atovas HaNeros, and the Gemara says that Keva the Aschilbu Ovid Ruba, that when you start with something, you have to give it to Rov. And therefore, says the Rashash, once you start with Chanukah, you have to give it to Rov. And again, it's very paradoxical. The only reason we're starting with Chanukah is sort of like a default position. It's only because we have to give Revi, we have to dedicate Revi to Rosh Chodesh. But once having done so, we have to start the Kriya with Chanukah. Again, that's a fallback position. But once we start with Chanukah, then we apply the principle of Kema the Aschil Bey of Idruba, and Chanukah has to get the Rov. So the Gemara now wants to know, how do we paskin in this machlokas? My havila, what's the bottom line? Rav Yosef Omar, ein mashgichin b'Rosh Chodesh. We don't make Rosh Chodesh into the primary kriya, and therefore the first three kruim will be Chanukah, perhaps because of Pirsum HaNes, and the fourth karui will be Rosh Chodesh. And that, of course, reflects the shita of Rav Dimi de Minchefa. However, Rabba Omar, Ein Mashkich Mechanikah, we want to call up three kruim for Rosh Chodesh, that's the Iker Kriya, perhaps because of Tadir Vesheno Tadir, and therefore only the Ola Revi will have Chanukah. So once again, we have another Machlokas that repeats and mirror images the first Machlokas, Hilchus, and therefore we come to the conclusion, Ein Mashkich Mechanikah, we're going to accept the principle of Rabba. And we're going to go back to the sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha and Rosh Chodesh Ikar, and therefore the first three kruim will be the kruim of Rosh Chodesh. Now here, I want to share with you an insight of the Tosfos Rid on the sugya. He says that all this refers to the kriya itself, the Gufa Kriya, the four aliyos. However, as far as Haftorah is concerned, then we'll have a maftir of Chanukah. So again, the primary element and Machayafi is going to be Rosh Chodesh. But nevertheless, as far as Haftorah is concerned, we're going to read the Haftorah of Roni V'Simchi, which is the Haftorah of Chanukah. Now, the reason for that is because, let's go over this, the logic here, because as far as Haftorah is concerned, again, I didn't point out that we're talking about a case where Rosh Chodesh Teves coincides with Shabbos. So now we have a question of which Haftorah should we read. Should we read the Haftorah of Hashamayim Kisi, which is the normal Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh Achalios B'Shabbos, or should we read Rami V'Simchi, which would be the Haftorah for Shabbos Chanukah? The Tosfos Rid brings two opinions, but we're going to focus on the first opinion. The first opinion is that the Haftorah of Roni V'Simchi takes precedence. Now, why is that so? And let me read to you the language of the Tosfos Rid. We'll try to work this out together. He says, "Dehadit Tadir Kodem." In other words, when you have an issue of Kedima, you have A and B, both of which will be fulfilled. The question is in what sequence, then we apply the principle of Tadir. But if it's A or B, like for example, in this case, the Haftorah, we're not going to give two Haftorahs. We either have to read the Haftorah of Chanukah or Roni V'Simcha, the Haftorah of Hashamayim Kisi for Rosh Chodesh. So then we're not in the laws of Kedima, but rather we're in the laws of Dechia. Dechia meaning it's either or. And in such a case, we give Adifus to Pirsum HaNes. Now again, even though you'll tell me that Rosh Chodesh is tadir, but pirsum anes, as we saw in the case of ner, where you had a choice of either getting, you know, spending your money for a ner Chanukah or for for yain for kiddush hayom, you prefer ner Chanukah because of pirsum anes. So if it's a dechia situation, either or, then pirsum anes reigns supreme, and that will trump the advantage of tadir that applies to Rosh Chodesh. But now the Tosfos Rita adds another svar, and he says, furthermore, kevan de kore b'shel Chanukah b'achrona, the last aliyah will be that of Chanukah. And that's again because tadir v'sheinu tadir, in this case of kedima, tadir kodim, so the Rosh Chodesh laning will come before the laning of Chanukah. Comes out that Chanukah wins the booby prize, so to speak, because it's the last kriya, therefore it gains the haftorah. We give it a booby prize. We get it haftorah. Because we always have a principle that yesh lahaftir b'may disolik mine. Wherever we ended up, that's where we attach the haftorah. However, the Tosfos does mention another opinion on this, that we should apply tadir v'sheinu tadir come to give adifus to Rosh Chodesh, even as far as the haftorah is concerned, despite the fact that it's halacha of the dechia. And the Mishnah Brura addresses this whole issue in Siman Tav Resh Pei Dalet. Itmar, back to the Gemara. We're back to Parsha Shkolim. Chal Lios Be. Okay, now here we have to understand. We're talking about Parshas Shkolim. Okay? And we're talking about Shabbos. Lios B'Shabbos. We have here Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos. And the Kriyas HaParsha, in this particular scenario that the Gemara is addressing, is V'ata Tetzava. Now, the parsha after V'yata Tetzava is Parshas Kitisa. And as you know, and we've discussed at great length yesterday, the parsha of Shkolim, the mitzvah of Shkolim, is encoded in the beginning of Parshas Kitisa. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Karu Shita Mivyata Tetzava Ad Kitisa. The first six aliyos will read Ata Tetzava, will condense the parsha Sashavua of Ata Tetzav into six aliyahs instead of seven. The Chad, and the last aliyah, will be from Kitisa, which means for parsha Shkolim, Kitisa v'yad v'yasisa. That's the parsha of Shkolim, as it is in any year. So this is the first opinion quoted in the Gemara. It's the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. And of course, this reflects the Sheet of Shmuel that we discussed yesterday, that the Kriyas, Parsha Shkolim, is from Kitisa in Sefer Shmos, not from the Parsha of Tomid, which is in Sefer Vayikra. Now, there's something very strange going on over here. We're talking about Rosh Chodesh Adar on Shabbos of Parshas V'ata Tetzaveh. Now let's just think about that. Is that a possibility? We'll come back. We'll come right back to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha in just a minute. First, let's read Abaye, who disagrees with Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Omar Abaye, here we turn to Daf Lamed Omen Aleph. Amri, he's referring to the spectators that will say the following: Okume Hu deka mokme hasam. In other words, there's a what we call an absence of hekera, and it's not nikar, it's not clear that the reading of Parsha Shkolim has been implemented. Why? Because since Parshas Kitisa is in any event the hemshech of Parshas V'yata Tetzaveh, there's no clarity here that we're reading Parshas Kitisa for the purpose of Parshas Shkolim. It just looks like he's reading exactly where he's up to, but not because. Where's that kera that this reading is because of Shkolim? You know, to notify the people that they have to bring their Shkolim. and Lo Nistaima Parshas Titzava Ad V'yasisa. Maybe the V'yasisa, which is the last pasuk in Parshas Shkolim in Kitisa, could be viewed from the perspective of the onlooker as the siyum of Parshas Titzava. You know, you get the impression that everybody knew exactly where the parshios begin and end, but here you're reading continuously. So people knew that, you know, the reading of Kitisa is a hemshech of Kitisa. So Abai is claiming, he's arguing against Rav Yitzchak Nafka, how is there going to be a heker that we're reading it for the purpose of Parsha Shkolim? Now let's rewind a little bit back to Rav Yitzchak Nafka on Chavtes Amid Beis. On Rosh Chodesh, we read the Parsha B'Rosheichot Sheichem, and that comes before Parsha Shkolim. So Abaye's argument here against Rav Yitzchak Nafka, namely that there's an absence of Hekera, Lechora falls by the wayside. We don't understand Abaye at prima facie, because we have the Heker insofar as we're going to read Barash Echad Sheichem as a wedge between Viata Titzava and Kitisa. So what's the question of Abaye? And what's his attack against Rav Yitzchak Nafka? And we have no choice, says the Tosfos Rid, but to interpret that this Gemara and this whole machlokas here between Rav Yitzchak Nafka and Abaye is addressing not the case of Shavuos, but rather the case of Chol. In other words, we're talking about Rosh Chodesh, which was in the middle of the week. And we're going to read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, correct? Because that's what we said in the past, that if Rosh Chodesh falls out in the middle of the week, not on Shabbos, then we're going to read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. And in such a case, it's not Rosh Chodesh, and there's no hefsek in the Kriya between Parshas HaShavua, mainly Parshas V'yata Titzave and Parshas Shkolim, which is Kitisa. And if there's no hefsek, then we're lacking heker, and we're opening ourselves up, says Abai, to a mistake that it's all one parsha. And that's the kasha of Abai. So that's the chiddush here, the Tosfos Rid, that our machlokas, our scenario here, is when Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the week, and if Rosh Chodesh is in the middle of the week, then we're going to read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, and since it's not Rosh Chodesh, there would be no Kriya of Barash Echad Sheichem. Hence, Abaye objects, there's no hefsek. Now, the Tosfos Rid, after suggesting this interpretation, he asks the following question, he raises the following objection. He says, Ein ze shayach benimtza sheyikru parshas v'yata titzava lefnei Rosh Chodesh Adar. In other words, benimtza, I think what he means by benimtza is, in the reality of it, it's not common, it's kind of rare that they would read Parshas V'yata Titzave before Rosh Chodesh Adar. It just doesn't come out that way. So that's his objection. In any event, now that Abaye has objected to Rav Yitzchak Nafka, how does he set up the Kriya for Parsha Shkolim? El Amar Abaye Karu Shisa Miviata Titzave, we're on the top of Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Ad V'yasisa. So we're going to read six Kruim in Parshas Titzave. We're going to continue reading the beginning of the next Parsha, which is Kitisa, until V'yasisa. And then we're up to the seventh Aliyah, V'chad Toni V'kari. He's going to read Kitisa a second time around, Ad V'yasisa. And since he's reading a second time, it's clear to the public that this is being read for the express purpose of Parsha Shkolim, to get across the message of Shkolim. So whereas Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha has six kruim on Viyata Tetzav, the seventh of Kitisa, the sheet of Abai is that we're going to integrate Kitisa into the six kruim of Viyata Tetzav, and then we're going to repeat Kitisa for the seventh Aliyah. Okay. Now, we discussed the issue of Abai's objection to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. There's no heker here to the spectator when we read Kitisa, meaning if we only read it once, for the seventh Aliyah. It might be a hemshech of Viyata Tetzav in the eyes of the spectator. And we have to derive from this Gemara the conclusion that if you have two kriyos that are smucha zu lezu, it's just the hemshech of what's being written, there's no glila between them. Now, if there's no glila between them, then it's logical that they wouldn't bring out a second Sefer Torah. And that would sort of press or add extra weight to Abaye's argument that the onlooker, the Roah, doesn't see any heker here for Kitisa. They didn't even take out a separate Sefer Torah for Parsha Shkolim. Now, Bizman HaZen, our time, we would in any event take out two Sifrei Torah if we are reading in the second Sefer a separate Kriya with a separate Mechayev, despite the fact that it's Samach to the previous Kriya. That's our Minog. And therefore, that would solve the problem of Abaye. That would detonate, so to speak, the objection of Abaye, because since we're going to take out a second Sefer Torah for the reading of Kitisa, that itself would set up a heker, and we don't have any chashash toes that we're just reading the hemshech of Parshas Viyata Tetzav insofar as we took out another Sefer Torah. Now, the Tosfos Rid writes that Bizman HaZeh, it's not really shaykh that Parshas Tetzav would come out before Rosh Chodesh Adar, as we mentioned before. But now, let's talk about Abaye's Shita. So Abaye has six kruim that integrate both Viyata Tetzav and Kitisa. So it means that after the Korei for Shvi is not reading the Parshas HaShavua, which is interesting. He's reading a Kitisa for the second round, and yet he's mitztarif to be mashim the seven kruim shel Shabbos. That itself is a big chiddush. That to be mashim the seven kruim, you don't have to read from the Parshas HaShavua. Now, let's add the following. That at the time of the Gemara, they wouldn't repeat in the Maftir, they wouldn't read, the Maftir was not a repetition of the previous Aliyah. In other words, whatever happened in Shvi would not be repeated in the Maftir. That's our meaning, is we repeat the Maftir, what was in Shvi. And therefore, if he rereads Kitisa, That's an established heker. There's no room here for no margin of error here for the roeh, for the spectator, because it's impossible that the last aliyah, in this case Shvi, would be a repetition of what came before it as a maftir, because in maftir they didn't repeat Shvi. Now, our minig is that the Mafke repeats the last Aliyah. And if that be the case, then according to Abai, we're still left with toes, because the spectator is going to think that when they repeated Kitisa, the Adarav, that's because Kitisa is part of the Gufa Kriya, and the Mafke repeats the Kriya. So in our minig, there's no room to solve Abai's problem in the method that Abai suggested, recommended to solve the problem. However, by Lashita, so back in the day when they didn't repeat in the Maftir what was read in the previous Aliyah, therefore the repetition of Kitisa was clearly a heker for the Rohan. Now the Gemara asks Akasha from a Braisa on to Rabbi Yitzchok. Meisve Chal Lios Beparsha Asmuchala. If Rosh Chodesh Adar overlaps with Parshas with a Parsha that is contiguous to Kitisa, and that could work in two different directions. Bain, whether it's that Rosh Chodesh was Chal Milfaneh, Bain Milachreh. If Rosh Chodesh was Chal Achreh, is Koren Osa VeKoflin Osa. The Gemara understands now that what that means is that on that Shabbos itself, we're going to read it and we're going to repeat it, the same parasha twice. So the Gemara says Bishleim Labaye. That makes sense because if Parsha Shkolim comes out of the Atatitzava, we're going to read Kitisa twice, as we said before. Nicha, so then we understand exactly what this price is addressing. El Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha Kasha. According to Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, there's no such thing as kofel, as repeating the same parasha twice. We read it once, just like we read in any, you know, in the rest of the year. So how do we understand this price? According to Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, Melcha Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha, he has an answer. And he says the following, you know, one good question deserves another. Ula baye mi nicha. And you can understand this brisa according to Abaye Tenach. You can understand how the brisa could address the case of Koflin if Rosh Chodesh is Lefanel. If Rosh Chodesh is Lefanel, then Abaye holds that on Shabbos Shkolim we're going to read Kitisa Shkolim twice. We're going to read Parshas Kitisa a second time around, in order that we can avoid a toss, as we discussed at great length. But the Braisa also has a case where Rosh Chodesh was in the Parsha Smuchal Yachrel. In other words, that Rosh Chodesh was Chal in Parsha Vayakel, which is a Parsha Lachrel, meaning the Parsha after Kitisa, is Heichi Mishkachasla. Where do we have a repeat of the same Parsha twice? There's no Chashash of toss here, because he's reading Parshas Vayakel and he's reading Parshas Kitisa. That's clear to the onlooker that it's Shkolim, B'tor Shkolim. Elomai Islach LeMeimar. You're going to have to reinterpret the Braisa even according to Abaye. That if it's Chal Lachrea Kofla, so what does it mean? In the case of Lachrea Vayakel Kofla, B'Shabbosos. In other words, Koronoso B'Shabbos Shkolim. We're going to read the Parshas Shkolim and Kofonos V'Shas Lachrel Parshas Shavua, and we're going to read it again for Parshas Shavua. Right? Is Hochenami Kofla B'Shabbosos? Just one second. So in the case of Lachrel, is Kofonos V'Shabbosos? So in the case of Lachrel, where Rosh Chodesh is Chal and Parshas Vayakel, so you're going to read Kitisa, and then you're going to read it a second time, Kitisa, and the following Parshas, Parshas Vayakel, B'Torah Shkolim. It's Hachinami, Kofla, B'Shabbosos. Now we're going to go back to the case in the Braisa of Chal Lefaneh. And Chal Lefaneh means that Rosh Chodesh was Chal on the Parsha of on the Parsha of Yato Titzaveh, and now it's Kofla B'Shabbosos, right? Because we're going to read Kitisa twice in two consecutive Parshios. So if Parshas Kitisa is Chal Lifnei before Parshas Shkolim, so we're going to read Parshas Kitisa, and then we're going to read Parshas Kitisa a second time. So we're going to read it once connected to Vata Tetzaveh. And that's B'Toras Shkolim. And then we're going to read it again because that's the Parshas HaShavua for Parshas Kitisa. Okay. Now, what we're up to now is Chalios with Parshas Shkolim is Bekitisa Atzma. Okay, so that's the Gemara that we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem after Yontif. I'm not sure if we'll be able to fit in a shir on the second day of Pesach. We'll see. But in any event, this is what we accomplished for today, and I hope that's going to keep us on board here. And I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a Chag Kosher V'Sameach.